What up, it's your girl Naji. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
What up, what up, what up? It's 7 Mitchell, T7M Radio, man. You are now rocking with the best, man. Welcome back to the culture here on T7M Radio, man. We live locked in tonight, man. Friday, you already know how we give it up on the weekend, man. We cooling, but we definitely got a couple things to chop it up and talk to when it comes to battle rap. You already know what it is. Subscribe to the T7M Radio YouTube channel. Facebook people, man, make sure y'all join the T7M Radio Facebook debate group. Looking for some new debaters, man. Looking for some people that know their shit. Come join the group, man. We would love to have y'all in, chopping it up with us, getting it popping. You already know how we do. But, man, we lit tonight, man. We got a couple things on plate. Not too much, man. We going to chill tonight, man. We got Ad versus Clips. We got to talk about this one, man. It's going down. Charlie Clips versus Av. Av get this big shot. He's been doing this thing well-deserved. Charlie Clips has been in his bag. So we got to break this thing down, people. We got to talk about this. Also, man, we got to bring up King of the Dot, man. They got an event coming up, but I need to know from the streets, and we're going to talk about this, man. Are the King of the Dot losing momentum? Because they've been kind of quiet when the announcement that they have been making have not been blowing a lot of the fans' minds, in my opinion, from what I've been seeing. So we got to kind of talk about that a little bit in the show. Also, who's the boss, man? John the Don, Hollow the Don, Tay-Rock, Arsenal. Just among a few that's been doing the outside of on the stage. Merchandise, music, record sales, things of that nature, man. These guys have really stepped up to another level. But I want to know who's the boss. Who's that guy that's really doing it outside of just the battles, man? We're going to talk about it, break it down, give our opinions. That and so much more here on The Culture, man. We got a crazy, crazy show tonight, man. So before we get started, the lines is lit. We're going to bring some of the fellas on. About to get myself together. Let's just go ahead and roll up, man, and ride out to the homie Casanova with Set Tripping while we get in tune and get lit here on The Culture, T7M Radio. Like I said, man, we got Ad versus Clips tonight. We got to talk about who's the boss. We got so much to talk about. King of the Dot. Have they lost momentum? Don't go nowhere, man. This is The Culture, T7M Radio. Casanova, Set Tripping. You already know what the fuck it is, man.
I don't know what it is about this two-time music. It just does something to me.
Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your feet out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on with that beep out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your feet out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on with that beep out. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to rep the hood? You ain't even. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dead. I'm set tripping on you, nigga. Y'all don't bleed like I bleed, I'm gorilla. The homies mad cause some Crips is my hitter. I do a show, drop a bag, they gon' get you. I'm colorblind, I can't see shit. But this Mac on my dresser with a full clip. I don't crack under pressure, fuck the bullshit. When I fly homicide, did a news clip. Report live from your hood. On the phone with you good. Come around me with that fake shit. Throwing gang signs, we don't say shit. Applying pressure when I'm running down. I'ma start G checking all you fucking clams. One question, is you fucking down? Wrong answer, here 100 rounds. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on with that beep out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your seat out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my eater. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beeper. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to rep the hood? You ain't even dang. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to rep the hood?
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
T7M Radio, man. This is the culture with Seven Mitchell, man. Y'all already know what time it is. Shout out to the homie Casanova, man. That was set tripping and going in. A lot of people feel like he was locking in against the homie Tekashi 6ix9ine, man. That was a crazy joint, Casanova doing his thing. But this is the culture, man. T7M Radio. Callers, y'all call up 914-205-5510. Definitely appreciate all the support. Press that one button if you want to go on live. Real quick, man, social media plugs. Links will be in the description box. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, T7M Radio. If y'all on Facebook, most definitely join the T7M Radio Facebook debate group. We looking for some debaters, man, some niggas that know they shit when it comes to this thing we love called battle rap. So if y'all on Facebook, by all means, man, join the T7M Radio Facebook debate group. We would love to have y'all up there chopping it up when it comes to this shit we love called battle rap, man. And on Twitter, you already know, at the T7M Radio. You can also follow me at 7 Mitchell, man. We definitely appreciate the support. Couple things to talk about, man. I want to talk about who's the boss. I want to reach out to the streets. I want to figure out who's the boss. When it come to battle rap, we got a couple artists when it come to battle rap that do they thing off the stage. I'm talking merchandise, making music, on the business end of doing things outside of battles. I'm talking guys like Hollow the Don. We got John the Don with his own little platform, Tay Rock, Arsenal the Rebel. We got a few artists out here that's really doing their thing off the stage. But I want to find out who's the boss. Who's that nigga outside of the battles that's really shaking shit up, getting it popping for themselves and for their brand, man? I want to reach out to the streets, man. Let's go ahead and take some calls off the rip. We not even going to play with niggas, man. 443-629, man. You now on the culture. What's popping? What's popping? So we had a live caller. We're going to bring him back. But yeah, man, we, like I was saying, man, we got some shit because these niggas have really stepped it up to another level, if you ask me. I mean, you talk about Hollow the Dawn with the whole LOM situation. I mean, that merchandise is moving. It's been moving for a minute, but you see it growing. I mean, John the Dawn with the Bullpen Battle League, that platform is getting hot. Tay Rock, he just dropped Aromatherapy 2.5. He just did the joint with Cassidy. I mean, he got one of the biggest groups in battle rap with the Cave Gang. I mean, these cats are making some power moves outside of just on the stage in the battle, shaking shit up. You got Arsenal. We already know what he about. Got the UW situation going on. You got Surf making some good music. You got Verb out there making some music. Niggas is really locked in, man. Let me see if we can get this caller back. 443-629, you now on the culture.
Hey, my bad, Seven. What's going on, bro?
Oh, salute. Who we got online?
Oh, this your boy Bryson. Same guy.
What up,
from,
G?
Twitter, what's going on, man?
What up, G?
What's going on?
Oh, man, it's been a minute, man. Salute. You already know.
What we talking about, though?
Man, we got a couple things to talk about, man. We got Av, Charlie Clips predictions, man. I'm giving the fellas a minute,
okay,
man. We're going to do some predictions on that. But I wanted to find out from the streets, you know, who is the boss when it comes to niggas in battle rap? Because we got Hollow and John and Arsenal, Tay Rock, just to name a few. There's some battle rappers that do their thing outside of just battles with, you know, merchandise or selling music and shit like that. Who would you say, my nigga, is that guy in battle rap but outside of just the battles?
I would personally say it would probably have to be like Good, maybe Good, Lux, Hollow, Arsenal. You talking about niggas that's like, you know, Calico. Who else?
Well, guys that have, I'm talking about guys that really have a big time situation going on right now outside of just the battle. Like, you know, you got Hollow with the LOM. You got John with Bullpen.
Yeah, facts.
Tay Rock just had a joint with Cassidy. He just dropped the Roma 2.5, and, you know, Arsenal got his own platform. So there's battlers that's doing their thing more than just battling. But I want to know, who's that main nigga doing it?
I would probably have to say probably Charlie Clips, maybe, because he's on TV every day.
With the Wild or Not with the MTV?
Yeah, or DNA, shit. DNA, he got to be number one.
You think so?
Yeah, all the moves DNA be making, ESPN, all the wrestling moves, that's major shit.
Yeah, that is major. It's a great look, him and K-Shine, but what about Hollow with the whole LOM? It seems like when it comes to merchandise,
I feel like
everybody buys it.
Yeah, LOM clothing is pretty big. I never realized how big it was, but like, you see a lot of people in the culture wearing that shit.
Facts. That's facts. A lot of fans definitely rock with that shit. He's been doing this thing for a minute. It's just a great situation to see these guys being able to do something outside of just battle. That's some dope shit.
You know what? Even though I know Tay Rock is the local, you know, Maryland and everything, you know, that's my guy. I just wish I would see him more in that role. I don't feel like I see him enough in that role. That's just me as a fan looking on the outside looking in.
As like a boss?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I hope Goods don't make him look crazy up there with that angle. I'm not going to say too much about it, but
I can bring the drug test out early tonight. Let's not do this, man. Are you serious, man? Well, let's talk about it, man. Gnome 8, man, is going down. Goods versus T-Rock. How you think that battle going to go down?
I really feel like Goods is really going to try to make Tay Rock look crazy. And Tay Rock is just going to gun butt him to death, and it's going to work. It's going to work.
Wow.
It's going to work. But I just really feel like Goods is really going to try. Like, I hope he just don't. I just want it to be cringy, you know what I mean? I hope he don't really, like, make Tay Rock look crazy. Because if he make him look crazy, it's going to be like, ah. Like,
but
damn,
what really
Tay-Rock.
Can Goods do to make Tay Rock look crazy? Like, let's be real. Like, give me an example.
I just don't
man.
Want him to get too. I don't know. You know.
I don't got There's him exposing Tay Rock like no personal shit. I ain't got that happening. And
not exposing him, but you know.
If he want to talk big, like he, you know, is more of a veteran than Tay Rock. I mean, that's very debatable. I don't know really much Goods can say to this cat. Like, this,
I just feel like
I don't
want to
say
like
walking
the only,
apart,
like,
but.
Like God, like, Tay Rock is almost on that God tier level. I mean, he doesn't have, like, that thing. Like, he has the aromatherapy, yes. He just got the Cassidy feature, yes. But, like, what else does he have? Like, I see they tried to come up with the Hollow Battle. He had the shirts, the Cave Gang shirts. But, you know, I appreciate all of that. I wish he had, like, a set, like an LOM clothing, for example, or, like, something like that. Or, like, a Goods got the Al Capone sponsorship. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like Tay Rock needs something. But, you know, the Cassidy was a good look, though. That was a good look.
I mean, if you take time to look at the overall body of work, man, I think he's doing great. Like you said, you got the Cassidy look. That was great. The Cave Gang is really one of the biggest cliques in battle rap. You know,
it's so crazy that I overlooked that whole thing, Seven. You're absolutely right. Cave Gang, that's got to be his niche right there. The fact that he's got this collective of all fire MCs, and they pretty much running the URL right now.
And he got some Cave Gang merchandise. You know, it may not be selling like LOM, but he got some Cave Gang merchandise out there. And then you know, he got the music.
The shirts is fire. The shirts is fire.
Yeah. So Cass is doing their thing.
I'm taking it you got
know.
Rock over Goods.
Most definitely, man. I definitely think Tay Rock going to beat Goods, no mate. It's a weird matchup, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a weird matchup to me. I don't think that – I don't mind it being on his resume, but, you know, it's not like he need Goods. Like, it's okay. You know, it's respectable.
Right.
It's going to be a good battle. Good's not going to fuck it up. You know, Good's going to put on. I just don't know what he can say to make yo look crazy like.
You know he's going to come with some seven. I know you know what I'm talking about. We're not going to. He's going to get into some shit. He's going to get into. You've been here. How many years he been on URL? You got such and such? Like, what are you doing? What have you done with your time? Like, what's going on? What you cut the show for and all that? Like,
But see, I don't think he can do that. You think he can do that to Tay Rock? Because Tay Rock has done so much. I mean, that type of argument, they would have had the battle a couple years ago for Goods to say some shit like that. Look, everything that Tay Rock has done on you.
We haven't seen Tay Rock, like, Tay Rock came out with the big-ass chain on Volume 2. We haven't seen, I was like, you know, I have never seen Tay Rock that piece of gaudy jewelry, and it just so happened they made the Goods announcement. I'm like, okay, Tay Rock had to be on this shit. He brought out the good jewelry, you know, for Goods. I'm like putting two and two together. Maybe I'm just thinking too much into it. I think everything.
Nah, you on some like, big boy shit, you know.
He knew he was standing in front of Good, so he was like, you know, let me break out the ice right quick. Like, I don't know. That's how I felt. That's how I looked at it.
It's gonna be interesting, man. It's gonna be interesting. I wonder how friendly this battle is gonna be.
I thought they was cool to some extent.
Yeah, they are cool. They definitely respectable. You know, when you look at the battle with Tay Rock and Disaster. Some people thought that was not so friendly, but, you know, they ain't had no beef, so some people didn't. Like when Tay Rock don't like his opponent better.
That's a fact. I do. I know I do.
You know, well, at least when they think that he don't like the nigga. So.
Right.
I don't know how that's going to play out with Goods.
Right. That's a fact.
But. Gonna be a dope battle. We're gonna let the streets decide, man. But what are you calling it? Tay Rock 2-1 over Goods?
Yeah, I'm calling it Tay Rock 2-1. Yeah. Tay Rock 2-1.
Now this thing might be, I believe this thing is gonna be in LA. So how big of a situation do you think it's gonna be?
I heard that.
You think it's gonna matter?
No, he's still they're just going to be happy to have an event out there. So, you know, it's probably going to even be even more lit than the East Coast. They're going to be reacting to everything on both sides. I don't think it's going to be biased at all.
But Goods is seasoned, but we don't see Goods that much outside of New York.
No, we don't, but still, he's still going to get reaction. I mean, and Goods, we're not going to act like Goods is not whack. You don't say, like, whack shit, in my opinion. I know people are going to kill me for that, but I don't think Goods is whack. Goods is fire.
Yeah, Goods is dope. I wouldn't say Goods is fire. I think you've been a little bit doing too much, but okay. I think he's cool. I think he's cool. Let's reach out to the streets, man. Let's take some more calls. 409, you now on the culture. What's popping?
Yo.
Yo, salute. What we got on the line? Can't hear you, bro. What you say?
That's not me. I just heard somebody mic was messing up.
Yeah, that's you. Who we got on the line? This KL? What's up, G?
Man, what y'all on here talking about?
Oh, man, we talking Ad versus Charlie Clips. We talking Goods versus Tay Rock. What's your thoughts on Goods versus Tay Rock going down at Nome?
I got Rock 30.
You got Rock 30 over Goods? That's your you breaking up, my G. We can't hear you.
Good?
Nah.
Yo, we good?
Yeah. Now, did you say you had Tay Rock 30 over Goods? Texas. I thought we had Texas.
Say what?
All right, man. Oh, yeah, there you go. Who you got? You said Tay Rock 30?
Yeah, I got Rock with the 30 ball.
Mm. Why be so disrespectful to Goods this evening, man? What's the problem?
I mean, all the Goods battles I done watched, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't seen him win that many battles where I think he could even beat a Tay Rock. It's just so consistent all the time.
Wow. Wait a minute. You ain't see the motherfucking battle versus T-Top? You didn't like that?
I mean, that was a lot of gas to me, man. I really thought Top won that in the end. Here's my thing. Good says a lot of it, when it comes down to rapping, his main strategy is to go up there and make someone look stupid, make someone look like they're less of a man than he is with whatever he comes to do that with. I'm not sure you can really do that whenever Rock's on, like, barking on you. I don't really think you can just take the approach of, oh, you're dirty, you're dusty, you're soft. Like, I'm not so sure that's going to work when you're getting pistol whipped across the stage.
Well, let me ask you this, Texas, because I'm not saying that you're lying, but I was just speaking on with my guy from out here in BMO as well. I was saying that Goods and Tay Rock are not, like, have problems that don't seem like they have issues. A lot of people like Tay Rock when he battling guys that they think he don't like. You look at the Disaster battle, it was cool, but some felt like because him and Disaster wasn't beefing or had no issues, it didn't come out the way they wanted it to. Do you feel like because Goods and Tay Rock are not having any issues that the battle might not be that good?
It's more the fact that the style clash doesn't really make sense. Goods versus Surf would have been a lot better meshing of the styles, and then they could have just, like, gave Rock, like, Hitman or something. I feel like those would be better battles than these two because, I mean, it's really – this is going to be one of those style clashes where whatever you prefer is going to take the win, I feel like.
So you wanted Sue Surf's return to be against Goods?
I'm not really hyped.
You breaking up again, Texas? What you say?
I say to me, I don't. Good doesn't have really any match that I'm dying to see. If I see Surf come back, I would probably want him to battle like a JC or a Nitty or a John John or something like, or even a Danny Myers. Like those are the battles I would like to see Surf take. But I know everyone wants to see him against Goods or Mook. And I mean, he's got to get that out the way first. I understand that's a bigger bag.
Well, he's going to be on Nomade as well, and it might be versus Rum Nitty. We never know.
Let me ask you, if he does do that, do you think he's going to beat Rum Nitty?
I don't know. I'm going to be
Nitty's
honest.
Nitty's really coming off a loss to
What you say, Texas? You breaking up again?
He's arguably coming off of John, if we being honest.
Yeah, that's true. But this battle would be in L.A.
Yeah.
You got to take that in consideration. This is Rum Nitty's backyard.
That's a fact as well.
So I don't know, man, but we're going to let the streets decide, man. Y'all drop those comments below. Let us know early on, early predictions, who y'all got no mate between Tay Rock and Goods. Also on the URL, Texas, man, announced was Clips, Charlie Clips versus Av going down. What's your thoughts on that battle?
I'm going to be honest, man. That battle doesn't excite me that much. I feel like it's another one of those matches that I didn't really see why it needed to happen. You know what I mean? I know people have been calling for it, but it's really like Av battles mostly. Like I would like to see Av battle other punchers. Like him and Nitty was cool. Him and Magic was cool. Maybe eventually Av conceded. I don't know. But this could be on the way to that. He's been on his shit lately, though. I'll give him that.
to you, is this battle more about Av or more about Charlie Clips? Like, what does this battle mean more to you?
Av stands to gain more from this because this is a Clips that has been on his shit lately. And no matter what, a win over Clips does do something for you. So, I mean, Clips, I don't see this doing a whole lot for him other than if he comes and kills Av, he shows that he's still the man on URL. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but what was his last solo battle? What, like, Nitty or Ill Will or something? Both of those were L's, in my opinion.
Who, Av?
So Charlie Clips. I think he's coming off a loss on his last solo URL battle, right?
I got to look at the game tapes. I got to figure out who his last opponent was.
I think it was either Nitty or Ill Will, and I believe he lost both of those battles, in my opinion. But yeah, I mean, that could be, he could be like proving that he still belongs, you know?
Right. So you going with Clips?
No. Yeah, I think I'm going to end up going with Clips, man. I mean, honestly, I got to be real with you. Out of all the battles that was announced, that wasn't even the battle on the card that I was the most excited about.
This battle is going to be crazy.
I'm excited to see they got Big Cannon returning to the URL.
This Av Clips battle is going to be crazy. This is the Av everybody is going to want to see. If you have ever been a fan of Av, this is the battle for you to watch when it comes to him. Because he's going to bring everything he got versus Charlie Clips. Charlie brings the best out of niggas, man. We're going to see some primetime Av.
He's got to do it, man. It's going to be a long night if he don't come with everything he got, if the same Clips from last year shows up.
That's a fact. This is the Culture Man, T7M Radio with the Culture Man. When we come back, we got to talk King of the Dot. Is KOTD losing momentum, man? They drop an announcement for Massacre 4. But it don't look like the streets is happy, man. We're going to have to talk about that things, man, on the Culture, T7M Radio. Let's lock into this Casanova set tripping, man. You already know what it is, man.
I don't know what it is about this two-time music. It just does something to me.
Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your feet out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dang. Throw your hood up, nigga. On you niggas, y'all don't bleed like I bleed, I'm gorilla. The homies mad cause some Crips is my hitter. I do a show, drop a bag, they gon' get you. I'm colorblind, I can't see shit, but the smack on my dresser with a full clip. I don't crack under pressure, fuck the bullshit. When I fly homicide, then a news clip. They pour live from your hood on the phone, I wish you would. Come around me with that fake shit. Throwing gang signs, we don't say shit. Applying pressure when I'm running down. I'ma start G checking all you fucking clams. One question, is you fucking down? Wrong answer, hit 100 rounds. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your feet out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dang. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dang. locked you in? How you turn cop? Who brought you home? How you turn blood? Who locked you in? How you turn cop? Give a tall nigga right in broad day on his block. Fuck a warning shot. Let him all spray. Throwing shots right in front of cop with a long case. Fuck a hop. Let his body rock in his hallway. He got hit. She got hit. Did a beat flip. Fire up. Shot fire. Did a knee clip. Snatch his flag. Now you mad. I'm a polygraph. Why you lying? Now you lying. In a body bag. Punch you in your face, motherfucker. I knock your teeth out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag or with that beef out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your feet out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag or with that beef out.
What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
T7M Radio, man. This is the coach of 7 Mitchell. Before we get out of here, man, we definitely got to talk about KOTD, man, King of the Dot. We got to talk about what's going on with them. Are they losing momentum? Am I overlooking things? They got a dope event, potential dope event, I'm hoping, going down Massacre 4 in Boston, man. It's a little bit different. They doing the blackout type of thing. They just making announcements of the artists, not the actual battles. But niggas don't seem too hype, man. That first announcement was Head Ice versus Nims. We done talked about it a couple times on the show, and I know I done went back and forth with my co-host. He was being very disrespectful on how the dislike he had for that battle, and I was just like, I didn't get it. Those are two gorillas that I feel like going to shake the battle world up, man, but he wasn't feeling it. And then we also announced was T-Money Bags was announced and E-Ness was announced. And just today, they just announced The Source as the fourth announcement. So I don't know, man. Is King of the Dot losing momentum? We just experienced Smack Madness, which was just a crazy run in March for the URL. And through that time, man, King of the Dot really wasn't really too much coming out that camp, man, for whatever reason. I guess they setting up this situation. And King of the Dot, for the most part, come through. They've been consistent, so I don't want to be too disrespectful and make it seem like they fell off. But, man, things ain't looking the same. So let's reach out to the streets again and get some opinions, man. Let's get Texas back in here. Kay, what's your opinion, man, on King of the Dot as of late? And what's up with this event? With these announcements,
I think URL been dropping like they've been dropping a lot of content, man. You feel me? There have been a lot of battles that people been asking for, so that's what people are more so focused on. But King of the Dot has had some pretty dope releases lately. A Ward and Cortez, Mad Flex and Shocks the Rebel, Chilla Jones and Chrome. Those were all pretty good battles. Now, I mean, of course, they weren't on the Iron Solomon Rum Nitty level, but, I mean, honestly, those type of battles don't come around that often. When it comes to this last announcement, I'm not really mad at The Source being announced. The Source probably is the best announcement I've seen so far, because I wasn't that hype about E-Ness. I'm not that hype about Moneybagg given his recent performances. Head Ice and Nims, it's an all right battle, but I'd rather see a title match. So
Wait a minute, Texas. So you're not excited to see the return of T Moneybags. You're not excited to see E-Ness, who's been pretty hot. But you good with The Source?
Did E-Ness not just lose to DNA again?
Wow.
That's what I was hearing.
But DNA is a damn legend.
He did way
better than the first time. Let's keep it clear.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. My issue is when it comes to Moneybagg is arguably coming off two L's to Young Cannon. And what was it, Prez Mafia, I believe, were his last two battles. And he had some good showings against Passwords at Massacre 2. So maybe that's his crowd. Maybe that's his niche crowd. But I can't think of any match that I'm just dying to see him in right now. I'm not sure who his opponent would be.
I'm going to keep it real with you, man. I'm not a big fan of this blackout thing where they make the announcements of the battlers but not the battles.
I like the blackout concept because after they're all announced, you can try to make your own little fantasy card, I guess, what matches you would like to see, and you might be correct, and you might also get some ideas for some good matches. Whether you like it or not, I feel like it's one of the most unique things in battle rap right now.
I appreciate
no one's really
that.
Doing anything like that.
I get it. I appreciate the creativeness. But at the end of the day, you're looking for results. And you talk about timing. If you're going to do something like this, I just think that at least right now, man, coming off of Smack Madness, what the URL have given the streets for a whole month, you know what I'm saying, and then ending the month off with Smack Volume 2. Like, if King of the Dot going to do something, man, yo, you got to come correct. And it's like you got a lot of anticipation going. Like you said, it leaves debates open for people to put together battles and all that. But the names that's just been announced, the people are really not going crazy as a whole. I'm going to keep it real. T-Money Bags, E-Ness, The Sauce, Head Ice versus Nims. I'm not mad at it, but I'm not hearing a crazy response. This is Massacre 4. Like, you know, Massacre was the shit. I don't know what's up. People are stuck in that URL world right now, man.
I'm hoping they get some better announcements later on. I mean, this is only the fourth one so far, so I expect to see some good names on there later on. But also, we got to think about King of the Dot might have the opportunity right now to come back in a major way because Smack Volume 2, I'm hearing the streets wasn't very happy with that either. I'm hearing that some of the battles were disappointing. So, I mean, Massacre is one of King of the Dot's, has been shown to be one of King of the Dot's best events. So they might have the chance to recover the ball that was just fumbled.
I try not to put any type of blame or give credit to a league if a classic battle goes down or if a terrible battle goes down, because at the end of the day, it's the artist. As long as the league doesn't intervene with the time and all that stuff, if it's trash battles or if niggas don't really perform, I don't really hold the league or the platform responsible for that. What I do think the King of the Dot can do in this particular event is really involve more of the people, or maybe not the general public, more of the media. King of the Dot don't really deal with a lot of the quote-unquote media outlets that we see. You see the URL had like a face-off situation and had some invited guests come on and ask questions to the artists. I think if the
Agreed.
King of the Dot did some stuff like that, some different things outside of just the battles, like made a whole nice little weekend out of it, I think it could shake some things up.
Oh, I agree. But my brother, let's not forget that King of the Dot, they did that type of thing for a little while for the like last year's blackout. Remember they had the Roan and the Head Ice face off. And they was fielding questions like that thing. They've been doing that. I agree with you. They need to do it a little bit more. Now that seems to be becoming the wave.
But see, what I feel like they have to take that concept, but take it to another level. Like when you watch the NBA or the NFL post game interviews, when reporters ask questions to the players. Each reporter, they get to stand up, say their name, give their credentials of what newspaper or what, you know, magazine they from, and then they ask their questions. The URL with their face off, they really didn't do that. So if you didn't recognize who people's voices was, you didn't know, you know, what media platform they were from, you know. King of the Dot was to do something like that and invite different people like 15 Minutes of Fame and Hip Hop is Real and K-Doz Media and, you know, some of these different platforms, you know, get them out there and let their names be out there and see if they got some good questions as far as it come to journalism and get that word out there. I think that'd be a good look because right now everyone is reporting and doing work on what the URL has provided. And that's, you know, all credit to the URL because they've given the streets a whole lot within this past 30 days. But the King of the Dot, they still got a chance to win the fans over. I'm just not sure it's with battles. I think they're going to have to do a little bit more than just this fucking card to get some of this momentum. I don't know if they lost momentum, but it's just looking weird, man. It's just, I don't know. But you made a good point, Texas. You pointed out some dope battles that they dropped over the last couple of weeks. I'm not going to front like they ain't been doing shit, but whew.
I agree. I think with the whole King of the Dot right now, their main focus, and I've been saying this, I think right now they whereas URL will have a double impact to Summer Madness, Gnome, Born Legacy, Smack Volume, they have a lot of large name cards. King of the Dot has been more trying to focus on developing their talent. They have all of these, the Wave and these NE, like No Excuses events type of deal. They're trying to develop some of their new talent that they have on the come up, like Eddie I and Saint and Ronnie and all of them. I think that's more their focus right now.
You see how funny the battle rap community is, though? Because you've been a fan of battle rap for a minute, and you know for so long people used to, not everybody, but some people used to always throw shots at King of the Dot for using other platforms' talent, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Now they deciding to develop their own talent, and now niggas are mad. Or niggas
exactly.
Got something to say. Can't win for losing.
Exactly. And also, King of the Dot, also, they just had that recent merger with that UK promotion. So, I mean, they're making moves overseas as well. I'm not mad at what they're doing business-wise. It just might not be what the streets want to hear right now. But I feel like in the long run, it'll be better for them to sustain their brand. You feel me? It's a whole new market that they can step into.
Let me ask you this. T7M Radio, man, this is the coach with Seven Mitchell. We're talking King of the Dot, man. Are they losing momentum or not? You talked about the move that they're doing with the UK. What about some of the quote unquote subtractions that they done had? You got Avocado kind of doing his own thing. We see Disaster having some issues. Dirtbag Dan left the pay-per-view stream thing. So what about the losses that the King of the Dot have experienced as of late?
Oh yeah, there's definitely been some difficult challenges that they've been trying to overcome. Now the Avocado thing, I kind of take that more as just the man is whether people admit it or not, he is probably the best director in battle rap. The camera work, all the way the editing is done, watching things that he has shot is like watching a movie. The man is incredibly talented. So I feel
he's
like
better than Twiz. He better than Twiz, Texas?
In my opinion, yes. It's not. They're definitely the top two, but I feel like just the quality on those Traffic 3 battles just speaks volumes compared to some of the previous content. But, he's just kind of – that man's got to get the bag wherever he got to go. If he ends up having a monopoly on the battle rap directing side, then more power to him. I can't hate on that man for using his talent. But I do believe that it has kind of elevated the URL product even more than it already was. So now it is maybe a little bit tougher for King of the Dot to have, because before they had the monopoly on that. But as far as the whole Disaster and Dirtbag Dan thing goes, That's just kind of – I agree that it's a loss, but that's just kind of infighting. That happens with leagues. I mean, We don't remember whenever Joe Nye was having his falling out with URL. Or, I mean, people have problems with leagues all the time. And it's going to keep happening. And I know we haven't heard the last of it. So you just got to keep pushing, man. Keep on your own agenda when it comes to that.
That's a fact. One more thing, Texas, before we get out of here. This is the last thing. I brought this up at the top of the show. In your opinion, man, who's the boss when it comes to battle rap? Now, there's some battle rappers that do their thing off the stage. We got Hollow the Dawn with the LOM merchandise. We got John the Dawn with the Bullpen Battle League. We got Arsenal that do his thing, of course, with his platform. You got Tay Rock. He just had the joint drop with Cassidy. He Cave Gang. He got the Roma Therapy music dropping. A-Verb dropping some good music. We got some battle rap artists that's doing some big things outside of just battles. But who's the boss? Like, who is that nigga when it comes to making moves outside of just the battles, in your opinion?
So you're asking who's probably the most successful battle rapper outside the battle circuit?
Absolutely.
Man, that's a tough question. There's a lot of people out here, like you said, making their moves. But, I mean, if I had to pick one at the moment, it just might be John, honestly, because the man has his own league. Yeah, he got his own league featured on, what was it, Lifetime Network for a full season, or for a season of a popular television show, and I mean the only thing that stopped that was contract negotiations. I mean, he can really go. He has his talent getting pushed on King of the Dot and URL respectively. He can really go battle wherever he wants to. The man is making smart moves, whether you like him or not. And also,
and he makes dope music.
Exactly, and he's a dangerous battler inside of the ring as well.
And the girls love John. John is marketable. So John got it, everything going for him. I'm not mad at that.
It's just so many names, like you said, man. We got Hollow out here doing his thing. Arsenal did his thing. I mean, some of the other people, Shoddy Horror, he doesn't battle anymore, but he went on to make big moves. He signed a deal with Sony for some type of music.
You got DNA and K-Shine with ESPN, and you got Clips and Hitman and Conceited with MTV.
And Sharone is on there, too.
You got Miss Hustle over there with K-Slay on Hot 97 and all that. You got a couple of things. I think Bonnie got a little situation going on with, I forgot the dude with the one eye that used to be on This Is 50.
I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah, she's making her own moves. She was on Wildin' Out for a little bit, too.
Yep. So it's a good debate, man, but, you know, that's one more thing we're going to leave up to the streets, man. Who's the boss when it comes to battle rap? Like, who's that nigga really doing this thing outside of the battles, man? Who's the most successful? Big up to my guy from Texas, KL, man. We appreciate you calling up, man. Salute to the streets as always, man. This is Seven Mitchell with the culture, T7M Radio. We'll be back at it this Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern with a full show. You already know how we do. I got a special guest for y'all Sunday night at 8. It's going to be so fucking crazy, man. Y'all have a dope weekend. Stay safe. Subscribe to the channel, T7M Radio. Follow us everywhere on social media. And we'll see y'all on Sunday, man. Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. Seven Mitchell, y'all be good, man. This is The Culture. We out. Peace.